This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The Kalispell tribe is working with several agencies to investigate whether bull trout can be introduced into a northeast Washington lake. Steve Jackson reports from Spokane.
The Kalispell tribe, along with the U.S. and Washington Departments of Fish and Wildlife, are teaming up on a bull trout recovery plan that targets Sullivan Lake. That's located a few miles from Medellin Falls in Ponderay County. The fish is listed as threatened under the Endangered Species Act. Tribal officials say it's present in small numbers downstream of Albany Falls Dam, but there's no historic record of it living in Sullivan Lake. Jason Connor with the Tribal Fisheries Department says he hopes to gather eggs, juvenile, and adult fish from tributaries in Idaho and transplant them to the lake.
The overall goal is a self-sustaining population, and then beyond that, we would like to see a harvestable surplus in the lake. We would like to have Kalispell tribal members have the opportunity to once again harvest bull trout in the lower Ponderay.
Connor says all members of the public will be able to catch and keep bull trout if the population reaches sustainable levels. He says the lake is an ideal location because lake trout, the main predator of bull trout, are not present in Sullivan Lake. He says the bull trout introduction would not result in any changes to fishing, boating, or camping, although some restrictions could be implemented in adjacent Harvey Creek during spawning season. You can find out more and leave a comment on the plan on the Washington Fish and Wildlife website. For National Native News, I'm Steve Jackson reporting from Spokane.
U.S. Representative Harriet Hageman of Wyoming spoke in favor of a bill recently that would bar transgender athletes from competing in the Olympics. LGBTQ advocates say it's discriminatory and worry about the impact of the legislation on trans people, including those living on the Wind River Reservation. Wyoming Public Radio's Chris Clements has more.
In a combative committee hearing on Capitol Hill, Hageman carried the legislation, which passed. She says it's necessary to protect the privacy of cisgender women from trans women who might want to compete in the Olympic Games alongside them.
It is about protecting women and girls in women and girls athletics. That is all.
Leha Spoonhunter describes themselves as a two-spirit Wyomingite and a member of the Eastern Shoshone tribe.
This legislation is another piece of harmful and discriminatory legislation that is targeted in a specific community, and that, you know, we have bigger issues that we need to address.
Spoonhunter says any enforcement of the ban by the government would involve violating the personal safety and rights of trans people. Other lawmakers pointed to the fact that the bill addresses what they say is a non-issue. Hageman says she hopes the bill will pass Congress in time for the 2024 Summer Olympics. I'm Chris Clements.
U.S. California Representatives Jared Huffman and Adam Schiff recently introduced legislation to address missing and murdered Indigenous people. The Tribal Community Protection Act encourages record sharing between tribal and state and local law enforcement. According to the lawmakers, complicated jurisdictional overlaps between federal, state, local, and tribal law enforcement agencies contribute to the problem. They say the bill aims to bridge the gap by promoting cooperation and information sharing. Several national Native organizations support the legislation, including the National Congress of American Indians and the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center. The legislation is co-sponsored by seven representatives from across the country. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by BNSF Railway, proudly supporting the nation's economy by moving the goods that feed, supply, and power communities across the country. More at bnsf.com/tribalrelations.
Lakota made indigenous first medicines and eco-friendly personal care products are small batch prepared in the Lakota traditions using sustainably harvested natural and organic ingredients, and all can be found at lakotamade.com who support this show.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.